Unit 5. Exercise 5.
Well, Helmut, that was a very impressive tour of your facility. But you know, outsourcing our data to a third party is a very serious decision. There are a few things, like what would happen when you go down for that 0.4 hours per annum. What happens if that is during our trading period?
Well, we haven't had an outage since we have been here. We monitor everything here 24/7 at our management center, which you can see over there. But if there was a comms outage, we would switch to the backup service without you losing service. We have fully redundant services into the site, so we'd use these. We would contact the PTT, who we have a very strict agreement with, to carry out fault finding and rectification. Our SLA with them is for a one-hour break fix. If we lost power, our own backup power systems would start, and we wouldn't lose power at all. If there were a problem with the cooling systems, our managers would see alarms about that before it affected the equipment. In the event of one of your servers going down, our managers would see alarms going off in the management center, and they would isolate and change out your equipment straight away. Your downtime would be a matter of minutes.
Okay, that all sounds fine. But worst case, you've got all our data. Supposing there was an earthquake or you got hit by a plane, what would happen then?
Well, look, no system is infallible. We cannot protect against everything. But perhaps I should explain. We have a complete mirror of this site in Switzerland. So all your data is backed up at that site. So if the worst came to the worst, at least there is a copy of all your data in another place. Should anything terrible occur, you would need to have standby communications links to our site in Switzerland, and you would be okay. If that were to happen, you would switch over to the hot standby site and would continue to trade.
Ah, great. At least knowing that, I would be able to sleep at night.